Activist at Center of Olympics Last Supper threatens legal action over online abuse. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 30, 2024. A French DJ and LGBTQ activist is taking legal action over online abuse regarding her role in the 2024 Paris Olympics opening ceremony's Last Supper display. Barbara Butch's attorney, Audrey Mzalashi, wrote in a statement posted to Butch's Instagram that the DJ and activist who played Christ in the display had been the target of an extremely violent campaign of cyber harassment and defamation. In response, Mzalashi said Butch was filing several complaints against these acts, regardless of whether they had been committed by French nationalists or foreigners. Since the opening ceremony of the Paris 2024 Olympic Games, artist, DJ, and activist Barbara Butch has been the target of an extremely violent campaign of cyber harassment and defamation, Mzalashi wrote in the letter. Mzalashi explained that Butch was threatened with death, torture, and rape and had also been the target of numerous anti-Semitic, homophobic, sexist and grossophobic insults. Barbara Butch condemns this vile hatred directed at her, what she represents, and what she stands for, the letter continues. The opening ceremony featured a parody of the Last Supper in which Butch was in the middle, while drag queens and transgender performers stood on either side of her. In the aftermath of the display, the organizers of the Olympics have received criticism. A spokesperson for the Olympics issued a statement that there was never an intention to show disrespect to any religious group and that the organizers had tried to celebrate community tolerance. Minnesota Bishop Robert Barron criticized the apology, stating that everyone's tolerated except for the 2.6 billion Christians on the planet. Thomas Jolly, the artistic director for the opening ceremony of the Olympics, explained during an interview that the idea had been to do a big pagan party linked to the gods of Olympus, according to France 24. Catholic Vote, a conservative, non-profit political advocacy group, has also criticized President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris for their silence on the Last Supper parody.